Developing Better Commercial Skills. That's what this is about, and it's one more in a series which I'm going to maintain continuously throughout the month of June as part of my effort to develop some new habits. Yep, I need some new habits in relation to making money. I'm in business, I've been in business for a long time, and I need to get better at a particular aspect of it. So, today I did something, and this is quite different from the earlier audio booths I've done in the series where I have been talking about my mindset and talking about the approach to issues, particularly in relation to invoicing, and also in relation to how to project your business in an effective way to get people to trust you and think that you're going to report accurate things about your business. But this is actually about my own behavior. Yeah. I today sent my accountant a list of my clients. Now that might seem a very strange thing to do to your accountant, but I have a new accountant helping me who's going to help me to get the bills out on time, keep track of my expenses, and is actually going to do more than that, but I don't think either of us are quite sure how exactly that will go. But I'm quite confident that the more contact I have with her, the stronger I'm going to be as a financial resilient unit. So what did I do today? Yes, I sent a very simple email listing my current clients, not actually giving the accountant all the information the accountant needs, but because I have done nothing so far in relation to supplying her with the information she needs in order to work for me, today at least I did something. I think it was 7, 8, or 9 clients on the list. It's late at night, a bit difficult to remember exactly now, but I think it's 8 clients, we'll say. I have 8 clients, and I'm sent her the list of who they are. Now, it'll be a lot easier to send the follow-up email with the precise details of their company name, their address, the key contact person there, information about to whom the invoices are to be sent. That's the next step, but at least I've taken what I regard as a great step forward. And to those of you for whom you were having a good laugh at how ridiculous it is that somebody could be in business and be feeble at something, I ask you to have a good laugh. I deserve to be laughed at. It is not something I'm proud of, the fact that I'm weak in this area. But I believe that I am slowly going to get better, and I do find this process of having a little community, being part of a community led by Jacqueline Carley in America, very helpful. And I would certainly recommend that when you're trying to develop a new habit, it certainly helps me to be doing it in company with others who are also doing the same thing. So there we are. That's my little step forward in the area of commercial skills today. And of course, I'd be very, very interested in your comments about my progress and what it means to you. You know, anything you happen to say about becoming better at commerce will act in some way, unexpected way, but it'll certainly help me. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.